Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It wasn't me.
No, it was. It was Jose. It was absolutely him. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. And joining us in studio is Rhea Hughes.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. And Rhea's sit-in is brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed match technology to find your perfect mattress.
Rhea, how are you?
I'm not sleeping on the job.
Well, no, you're not. No, you're not sleeping on the job.
I'm not juicing on the job either.
I didn't think you were. And if you were, you'd be letting us down if you were suspended. Rhea, yesterday and the whole weekend, it was kind of like some great, some not, right? Yeah. They sweep the Pirates, which is awesome. They have to take care of business against a bad team. Mick Abel was so good in his debut.
I was mad when they took him out.
Yeah.
Just to let, that's how much I loved watching that kid because he was great. And then Skeens was great. I love the pitching matchup. I was thrilled when they scratched. I go, this one run
pitchers
might be enough.
That was a scratched out run too. That was
Brandon.
It was. But it was that was a great day. But unfortunately, before the game, and I think you and I heard the news similarly, listening to TK and Al yesterday morning, Alvarado suspended 80 games, and it's not just the 80 games because he'll be. That's the season. There's still more than that left. He can't participate in the playoffs. It's a crushing suspension.
Oh, it's massive. It's massive. Just on a number of levels. But the domino effect is what it's massive for. Are they going to have to trade some top prospects? Are they going to have to trade Ranger Suarez? I mean, he's probably not going to be here next year unless, they do a deal with him.
Yep.
That's what I was trying to tell Joe. You're the unfortunate thing about all of this right now, Rhea, trade deadline 2 months away.
Yeah, it's too far.
And you are not operating from a position of power. So.
Oh, no, he put them in a screwed position.
And so to me, the easiest fix is to give if you want to keep Ranger, and you're right about the team being the same and all, but if you want him to go to the bullpen, you got to throw him a bone.
But here's the thing about him going to the bullpen. What's been his biggest problem? Staying healthy, right?
Yes.
The back. You get him up, you get him down. I mean, how soon before we're hearing Ranger's
got
some back? He's got some tightness in his back.
Yeah.
So, and here's the other thing I was looking at. I double checked all the stats. There's not been a single Philly starter this year, and that includes Taiwan and Ranger and Aaron Nola, who's gone past seven innings. And I think maybe they're managing that. Maybe last year they thought maybe they got tired. Because look how much they ran Sanchez out there a lot and Suarez. So are you now going to have to maybe extend, see if you could squeeze one, now get
a couple
of innings
out of, yeah.
And this,
out of who,
this,
though?
Well, all of them. That's what I'm saying.
To try to mitigate how much you use in the bullpen.
Yeah. And to get you to the trade deadline. And what is he going to get? And how much is he going to have? I mean, the dominoes. So there's that. There's also like a human element part to this that I don't like. Because Jose Alvarado, from all accounts that we've heard of, people in that clubhouse love him.
Yep.
He snuck out in the middle of the night.
I know.
Didn't address the team. Rob Thompson said he didn't speak to him. I got a real problem with that. You've done what you've done. Regardless
be a man about it.
What the rules are. And this isn't on the same level, but when BG stepped in it, with the whole AJ.
And he stood it like a man.
He went and spoke to AJ. He went and spoke to Jalen. And I think he got up in front of the team and apologized.
Yeah, he did say that.
And that wound up turning out to be a pretty good thing after all that. But you can't do that. You know, how do you ever come back with this team?
Well, that brings you to another thing. When he comes back, how is he received and how do they use him?
Because he's not going to receive well in the stadium.
Well, I agree with you on that. And it's awkward because let's say he's eligible to come back. I think it's late August. That's when the 80 games are up. But like, do they just throw him back in knowing if they get to the playoffs,
they can't use him.
It's awkward. Like if this happened in the NFL, I know the NFL rules are different. But imagine the Eagles having a player come back in December. They're in a race, and they know they can't use them in the playoffs.
So were those rules in there now? If you get suspended, is that the NFL? I don't think
the NFL has a playoff rule on suspensions.
Because Lane missed, what, 10 games that year?
Yeah, and he missed four another year when he was younger. I think when you're back in the NFL. Yeah. Baseball, the playoff thing is actually the biggest killer. They could get through 80 games, but how do you get through October without his arm?
Because didn't that happen to a Brave? Wasn't there a Braves guy last year?
I think Profar this year, 80 games. I was actually like, cool,
he's out for the playoffs. and now it's to the Phillies. Not so cool.
You bring up a good point. Him not addressing the team is bad. I mean, it really is. And that makes me even more steadfast that I don't believe the story. Like,
oh, no, the story's not believable at all.
Because if it was an accident, I think it'd be more likely he addresses...
I don't accidentally take testosterone.
No, that's kind of hard to do. This is BS.
I mean, I love the look on Hugh's face. Because, Hugh, I don't disagree with you, you know, about... He got caught.
He did. He got caught. You know? And here's another thing that
don't be a dumbass.
Yeah, that. But
what's the Jim Schwartz line? If you keep doing dumbass things, we're gonna call you a dumbass.
Yes,
but here's the thing too. His teammates. I know it's a bad look to leave in the middle of the night. They're not tripping on that because, like I said, it's the dynamic in the locker room is totally different than the way the world perceives it.
You would side-eye a guy who snuck out in the middle of the night. Well, that's what happened.
No, this would side-eye him. It would just be like, damn, dog, you couldn't, you know what I mean? I would say something because that's just my nature.
Yes.
But if he comes back and he's throwing 90-something, 100 miles an hour
for what, like a month?
For real.
See, this is the playoffs and he can't be there.
This is the thing that I think that I'm trying to get Joe and Kyle to realize.
Nope.
See if you can turn me.
Okay, real.
I haven't come out strongly one way or another. Let me
see. I know, because you've been listening. But when you do come strong, you definitely come strong. he was pitching lights out for months, right?
An uptick in the velocity.
Yes.
Shall we say, yes.
And they enjoy it. Like,
everybody knew it. 100%.
I look at it like this. There's always telltale signs that, whether we want to believe it or not, that you see when you see certain things. Now, I'm not trying to paint everybody with a broad brush, but you don't get older and get faster. No. Like, hell, I'm not fast anymore. I used to be fast.
Yeah.
I'm not fast. But when you hear certain things say, normally when guys say, hey, he gained 15, 20 pounds in offseason. A lot of damn muscle.
But the thing with him is that he lost the weight.
Yeah,
he lost the weight. 15 pounds.
And normally when you, but here's the thing, Rhea, when you normally lose weight, you, in some of those instances, you lose muscle mass.
Yeah.
So it's safe to say that if you lose muscle mass, you lose strength.
Yeah. He wasn't happening.
Because when you started to cut weight and all that, that was not a fart, y'all. That was a thing. I saw everybody looking. That was not a fart.
See, I don't know.
That was not a fart.
Cut the audio.
Wait a minute. Grab the audio. Hold it. Keep it together, Rick. Keep it together.
I wasn't going to do anything, and then I saw the show. I saw
your face.
That
he was going to
stay there.
No.
You have a history.
I mean, I do not.
Much like Jose Alvarado, will never believe you again. I'll never believe him again.
You made me lose my train of thought. But anyway, normally when you lose that weight, it takes a while to build back up that strength. Didn't have that. You still can't even look at me with a straight face now.
Because you farted again.
I did not fart. See, I can't even make you do it again. That was not me.
We'll see. We'll revisit in a minute.
Okay. All right.
This is like when Lane got busted a second time. From now on, it's like we know the truth.
And I was just thinking, like, he got busted twice.
He got busted twice.
Ain't nobody. That's why
Kelsey said in the speech, Lane's on the juice.
Lane can't stay off the juice.
No, dude, that was funny. That was funny, but I didn't know it was twice.
Before we hear that last fart again, can we hear from John Kruk yesterday during the broadcast? Because Kruk, a former player, had an interesting take on the whole thing.
To me, if I was a teammate of Jose Alvarado, I would consider it a very selfish move on his part, putting the team at risk by knowing that if you got caught, you would get 80 games. If I'm a player on this team right now, I don't think I'd be real happy with him.
Well, I wouldn't either. I mean, Hugh, you like Kruk played, and you probably had a teammate that got in trouble for something, suspended for something along the line.
And Kruk was in the era where steroids.
Yep.
You know?
Well, but to me, it's different.
Yeah.
Back then, there was no rules.
There were no rules.
Then you did whatever you wanted. The bottom line is he's gone for 80 games. It's a huge blow to the team. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Chris in Ben Salem says Hugh is right. So I guess we got to put him on the air. What's up, Chris?
That's right. Hugh, I got your back, baby.
What's going on, man? Appreciate you. I didn't fart, by the way.
Yeah. No one believes that.
I got you on that. I know that. I got you. Number one, I mean, everybody's on stuff. Just like you said. Like, I'm a baseball lifer. I've lived in it. You know, I didn't play as high as you did, you know, in the NFL or Major League Baseball. But everybody took stuff, right? Back then, it was DECA for position players, and it was Winstrol for pitchers. So, like, it just is what it is. Like, guys take stuff. You know, it's hard to get through a college season with 56 games, and these guys are playing 162. So
Chris, I agree with you. I agree with you and Hugh on this. But it's a very clear line of demarcation. They know what they're allowed to take and what they're not. I mean, it's not like it's vague. And also, Chris, if he was unsure, bring what? Let's go on the story. It is a weight loss pill. Let's play along.
Should have brought it
if
in.
Okay.
Bring it to the trainers and say, "Can I take this?"
It's garbage.
Right. But yeah, even if it's true, bring it to the trainer and say, "Can I take this?" And they'll give him an answer. Like, I don't know. I don't know how we're okay with this because other guys take stuff.
It's not being okay. It's not being okay. It's just the reality of professional sports.
All right, so if the reality, you and who is it, Chris? If you guys are both right, yeah. And I believe you that Chris, that you've played, Hugh, you played, then he was remiss in not masking it.
We're in a break. That's
so
what I said.
He's still a dumbass.
He's definitely a dumbass.
Okay, all right. As long as we agree on that.
We're on the same page. Because I said in the break, I was like, he messed up the cycle.
That's where
whatever.
He messed up. That's where he messed up. You know, and you, I'm going to double down, and I'm going to say, Alec Boehm should be on DECA, and he should be getting caught. We need more out of him.
Actually, I'm with you on this.
Let's on Winstrol, so he's throwing 97 and not 91.
Let's get them all on steroids. The whole team. No, Chris, I want them all.
I need more commitment from the rest of this team.
I like this take. Actually,
it's actually amusing.
Yeah, this is pretty good. Chris, what's your guess for Hugh's Clues? Who's he talking about?
Oh man, a TV personality with shoes, Dick Clark. I don't know.
That's a good guess.
Dick Clark, were they propped up on New Year's for like seven years?
Yeah, that was
Weekend at Bernie stuff. I don't even think he was with us anymore.
Can I tell you my favorite point of the weekend was, and you know, besides McCabe, who was tremendous, Brandon Marsh almost catching Alec Boehm. Like, this has now happened twice. Like, how slow are you, dude?
Slow.
I mean, really slow. Because I forget who else almost caught him. That was a couple
Rojas,
weeks ago.
I think it was.
Rojas. But I didn't realize. I'm like, is Brandon Marsh that fast? Like, hey, legged out beat out a double play yesterday.
You see that in Little League when the kids catch each other. You don't see in the major leagues.
No, and it just makes me laugh every time I see it.
It's wild. That was a good. Look, it was a lot of good this weekend. I mean, they swept the Pirates and. You know, I think we've almost missed this because we've been so with the little stuff every day. They're almost in first place again. The Mets
half
had
a game, and the Mets are at the. I think they're at the Red Sox. I know they play the Red Sox, and then the Dodgers.
Yes,
come there.
I'll just say it this way: they should be in first place when they come home to play the Braves next week,
especially playing a Rockies team that is 8-38, which is just brutal. The other thing that I really wanted to talk about, the shenanigans around Aaron Nola. That kind of got swept away in all of this.
Joe was just talking about that in the break.
I mean, the Phantom IL stint?
Well, it's either Phantom or you let him out there pitching with an ankle injury.
And on Wednesday, when he
blew up.
He wasn't good the first trainings and Topper sent him back out for the fourth inning. It's bad either way.
No, I mean, and all of a sudden, he's hurt. Okay, so you let him continue to pitch while he was hurt.
And I think they said that he originally heard it doing an agility drill in Tampa 2 weeks ago. So he's pitched twice since then, Cleveland and the game this past Wednesday.
And he
Wednesday.
Was compensating.
Yeah.
And it was and I'm going, well, that's bad. If you knew he was injured, you let him go back out. That was a 6-5 game at that point.
I know. He had not pitched well.
It was, you know, so.
And they had the day off the next day.
Correct.
And Taiwan in the bullpen.
And Taiwan had not pitched in several days.
It is so weird that he's on the IL. It's been 8 years.
Yeah, 8 years.
2017.
Been, very consistent.
Yeah. I wonder if this is just a two-week reset or it's more than that. I mean, they didn't really give a gauge on how long he's going to miss.
No.
We'll see. We'll see what's going on with Noah. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing this morning?
What's going on, man?
We're just trying to get Hugh Wright in here. It's not easy. What's up, Will?
Oh, man, the only thing I could say about our boy is from Florida Evans. Damn. Why do you get caught doing that stupid thing, man? Like, come on, man. Like, this is what a lot of these players, right? They don't want to put the work in no more. That's the problem. All that, you know, enhancement drug to make you stronger, to make you faster. You know what I'm saying? You just work at it, man. I know it sound crazy to say, but, I mean, what happened to doing that anymore? Nobody don't want to work for anything they get. They want everything to come just like that. They want everything to be given to them. Nah, man, and you see what it's costing us now. But the whole thing is, I think we can overcome this, man. I think we still got good pitchers in the bullpen. Second, you know, probably whether it's through the storm right now, man. But like I said, we got if you go to the Yankees team, all of them guys juicing, if you ask me. I'm telling you.
Now so, recklessly speculating on everybody. Exactly. Yeah, we're just throwing everybody in the bus.
You know what? I think the Mets. Should test
you know
the Mets.
I think Soto is juicing and Lindor is juicing. Acuna.
We can't do that.
I don't think Aaron Judge has to. He's just a large man with a lot of power.
He's like 6'8". Yeah. Jesus. Well, I don't know who's juicing or not. Here's what I do know. Alvarado got caught, and that's the problem.
Yeah, but you know what, man? Whether he knew or not, I think, you know, if he's sticking with he was trying to lose the weight, I mean, come on, man. It's you got narcotics and all that in bagels. You'll get tested.
And what?
You
know,
he's talking bagels. About poppy seeds.
Poppy seeds.
Look it up.
Yeah, this didn't happen from a bagel. I mean, this.
I know. I made Hey, man, I'm trying to plead the case for the brother, man.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
It's too late.
He's caught.
Booked.
So, Will, what are you doing with Ranger?
Listen, you know what, Hugh? I don't think that's a bad idea because, listen, he's going to get his payday regardless if we want to keep him. So, if he's a team player and we offer him the right money, why not do that, man?
How about just tell him to get to the bullpen?
Well, see, that you can't. You're not operating a position.
Doesn't
of power.
Work. Have they been able to tell Rafael? Devers. I was Devers, right?
Devers.
Yeah, they haven't. They could use him in several spots. People keep going down there. He's like, nah,
I'm
good.
Well, he's wild. I mean, you imagine if he was here?
Oh, yeah.
That press conference last week was something else.
But he's also really good hitter.
I know he is. He's a really good hitter.
Yeah.
Will, what's your guess for Hugh's Clues?
All right, I'm gonna say he's one of the hardest workers in the business right now. How about Ryan Sequest?
Ryan Sequest,
man,
is a good
why did
guess.
I see Ryan Sequest? What was he on this morning? Family Feud or some game show?
He needs to let other people have
to
some
have a
jobs.
Job. How many jobs
he takes
do you
them all.
Need, bro?
All of them. It's not right.
It is
and
wild.
He ain't aged not nan bit. He looks
he's
the same.
He's juicing too.
he's doing something.
It's called Hollywood juice
he's
over there.
Doing something.
He looks the same as he did 20 years ago.
Yeah,
I saw crazy thing. I was watching something on my phone on Netflix, and a commercial popped up, which was really weird because I don't have the commercials on my regular Netflix. Eric Estrada. Do you remember him from Chips?
Yes.
Which was, what, 30, 40 years ago?
Yes.
Looks amazing. Amazing. I couldn't believe it.
Is he on that Ozempic?
I don't know. No, I'm just saying like...
No, I know what you're saying.
He looks like he's got a little bit of gray hair otherwise.
He looks the same.
He has not aged much. I agree with you.
No, it was unbelievable. It looks great.
By the way, Ryan Seacrest, who's now been on television for 25 years, he is 50.
Is he really?
Ryan Seacrest is 50.
He's one of those eternally young looking
and
guys.
And he looks like, I don't know.
He's a
looks,
petite
he's
man.
He's in his 30s.
Is he?
Seacrest?
He's a little petite, about what, 5'7", 5'5", 5'8"?
Listed at 5'8". I don't know why we list the height
but
of
he's
TV
skinny.
People.
He's super skinny. He's
yeah.
I'm like 5'7". Does that make me petite?
Yes. You're petite is more like the short, but you got a petite frame.
Yeah, but you were short for a football player.
I was like, well, I was more, it was more like shrimp? T-Rex. I had T-Rex on.
Yeah, but you're also short for a defensive end. If you was coming out in the draft these days, you'd be like, well, he's got tiny arms. Old T-Rex Douglas over here.
We got a new name? Is that a new one?
Yeah, it's a new one.
Before we get back to the phones, can we hear what happened here about 10 minutes ago? Hugh claims this is not what it sounds like, but let's just listen in. Oh!
It's the chair. Look, wait a minute. Be quiet. Let me see if I can do it.
It's not the chair.
Wait a minute. You hear that?
No.
It's the chair.
But if you can't do it again, that's probably speaks to...
Wait a minute, here you go.
You're not really making a good case for yourself
faces,
here.
You're making faces, which is the healthy case.
It doesn't help, does it?
Why don't we do this? Why don't you... I'm going to give you a chance, unlike Alvarado, to admit to you're wrong.
Just, I didn't fart.
Admit to this right now while
we'll move on.
Guilty!
I didn't fart. You know what? I would have let it go, but when Rhea cut her eye, I was like, I got to address this immediately.
I saw Joe's head whip around, and I go, did I just hear what I just heard?
I noticed it, too.
Yeah, I didn't fart.
You're the one that addressed it.
I know, because I knew where it was going.
I wasn't
going
to say anything, but you
immediately, I knew, like, that wasn't a fart.
I knew where it was going. I knew I didn't like, look, when Rhea cut her head, I was like, oh, dog.
Let's hear it just one more time.
Dude.
That's so obvious.
It's not a fart.
Jose, just admit to it. Don't lie.
Listen.
We're going to call you Alvy.
Yeah.
Like they call him Alvy.
Wait a minute. I know what it sounds like.
Yeah, but we know what that was. Wasn't the case. I mean, that's...
And then,
I've never heard a chair squeak like that.
Yeah. I keep making the face, though. I'm trying to get the chair.
That's not helping.
All right, we'll have to throw this in. Did Hugh fart as well? Your take on that?
That's got
to
be a WIP midday show poll.
For the second time in as many years, did Hugh Douglas fart on air? Aaron in San Diego, what's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
What's up,
Aaron? What's up?
It was a fired up Friday, and I carried that through the weekend, and it's a fired up Monday.
Aaron, what are you feeling?
Rhea Hughes is there today because I want to get one thing off my. Off my chest. Joseph was right, Hugh. You are not a Philadelphia Eagle great.
Oh.
You are a freaking Philadelphia Eagle legend, my friend. Are you kidding me? You can't talk about the Philadelphia Eagles of the 2000s without bringing up Hugh Douglas.
Appreciate you, Aaron.
I mean, come on.
It was totally disrespectful by Joe.
I couldn't believe it.
Oh, no.
I was
you're talking
stunned.
About. But he. But. It was a lot going on for Joe.
No,
he took an L.
You, in the middle of that, Joseph A. Wechter Jr. texted me on Friday, and I didn't get a chance to use it. But since you just referenced, you said the lower edgy. Here's direct from Wechter. There is a lower G in Hugh, the name Hugh, but a capital D in Decameron.
That works.
Joe still writing lines.
Still
shout out to
lines,
Joe
right there. Still writing lines.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
I just found it comical that the disrespect came from one Joseph Aloysius DeCamera, who on a daily basis, after a hard day's work of sitting on his ass, talking on the radio, decides that he's got to go home and take a bubble bath with whatever rubber ducky is the flavor of the month. You know, a physical specimen that I don't even know how it's possible, but goes to the Phillies fantasy camp and doesn't tear or strain one groin, but pulls both groins on his first day of fantasy camp against the Phillies AARP All-Star team. I mean, come on, Joseph. You got to be better
Aaron's
than
getting
that.
Everybody.
You got to learn to lose.
No, I think most of that, when he did most of that because he lost and beat the hammer.
He was lashing out.
And then I did say he looked pregnant.
When he beats a Momo Michael from Delco, you know, he's got to learn to lose gracefully.
You know, I agree. He was upset because he missed the Hugh Douglas question. So then he questioned if Hugh was a great. The answer was obvious. He overthought it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to say who had two sacks in a game, it's probably Hugh at that point.
Yeah. Especially if you're going that era.
Yes, of course.
Now, as far as you, Dudley Do-Right, okay, I know that in your fanboy mentality, you want to think that these professional athletes are out there for the good of the team, and they're doing it for the fan base.
Oh, he talking about you, Joe.
Listen, these guys.
Dudley Do Right. He cheated. Broke the rules.
These guys are just like you and I. They're out there for one purpose and one purpose only, and that's to feed their family.
He gets paid $8 million a season.
Millions of dollars at stake, right?
Yeah.
Hundreds of millions of dollars. You're not making a decision, you know, a spur of the moment decision. You've got doctors involved, you've got agents involved. You're looking at the consequences and the rewards.
Well,
and
then he did it wrong.
Obviously, he did it wrong. Aaron, we appreciate it.
Right.
Also, he's not going to get paid for the next 80 games, so that's not going to help feed his family.
He's not going to get paid, and he's not going to get the $9 million next year.
Nope.
I mean, let's stop with the feed your family when you're making $17 million. Enough with that.
He cheated.
Yeah, I mean, no, the point is, if all of those people are involved, then everybody screwed up.
A lot of dummies out there, if that's the case.
I'll never forget, back in the day, I used to date. Well, we got to go to break, so this is a long kind of story.
This is a long story?
Oh, this is a long
story. Wait, what is it? Long Hugh?
Long talking.
Oh, yeah. Long talking. Yeah. I do enjoy long talking.
Yeah, long talking Hugh. I got
he usually, prefaces he's going to long talk, so we could all just
brace
ourselves.
But then I looked
at
the time and like, no, we ain't got time.
Not this time. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone call is coming up here. We'll give you a second clue. More of your calls, the Alvarado situation. What should the Phillies do? We'll also get to the good from this weekend, including Mick Abel and what some of his teammates are saying. And that's next. Rhea, thank you for hopping in.
Thank you, guys.
All right. We'll talk to Rhea next week. Your call's next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
0-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and he strikes out the side. 1-2-3. Pirates go down in order.
3-2.
Strike called on the inside corner. Got him looking. And there's number 9 for Mick Abel, who matches the franchise record for strikeouts in a Major League debut.
How about Mick Abel? Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We got a second clue coming your way for Hugh's Clues, but on a day that started out with some bad news with Jose Alvarado, ended pretty darn well. How about Mick Abel yesterday comes up, makes his major league debut, 6 innings, 5 hits, no walks, 9 strikeouts, obviously no runs. He shut down the Pirates. I know that lineup is bad, but
it's still a good day.
Oh, it's an incredible debut.
Parents were there.
It's one of the great debuts in Phillies history. Yeah. And if you go back, MLB history, the last 125 seasons dating back to 1900, there have only been, let me count these up, 1, 2, 3, 4, About nine times, a pitcher has had at least nine strikeouts and no walks in their debut. Some of the names on that list, Steven Strasburg, Johnny Cueto, Shota Imanaga. I mean, guys that have had good careers or are having good careers, and obviously Strasburg was a great pitcher. And now Mick Abel joins that list. Hugh, I was so impressed with him yesterday. He's throwing 99. He's got good movement on his breaking stuff. And he did not look overwhelmed by the moment at all. He looked like he belonged.
That's the biggest thing, though, the 99, the velo.
Yep.
You know, and you're talking about throwing like gas, and that's hard to see. And the fact that he had his parents out there, that's an option. It's definitely an option. But it's also one of those things. Who was the guy that threw the no-no when we were in training camp with the Eagles?
And he threw the no-no? You're talking about Michael Lorenzen.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of the same thing. It's in a small sample size. Did a really, really good job. But now you're in a position, the Phillies that is, that you might have to see. You might have to figure out what you have to do.
So before the game, they made it pretty clear he was up to make one start, just this one, and he's going back to the minor leagues. I mean, how do you just not think about keeping him? I understand they had a plan, but he went out there and had one of the great debuts in Phillies history, and now they have an issue with where they may need to move someone from the rotation back to the bullpen. They have to be having a conversation today about keeping him up here.
Well, again, you're not in a position of power, so you're trying to figure out what is your best course of action at this point. Do you put him back out there, knowing that in that small sampling size that, you know, teams are going to be, you know, they're going to have some film on him and have him out there. But again, like I said, that velocity, you can't coach that.
No, you can't. I would keep him up here. I mean, he's not young. I mean, he was drafted in 2020. He's not like he's just got to the minor leagues and they rushed him up here. He's been pitching full seasons in the minors for years now. I mean, if he's corrected some of the issues he used to have, which used to walk too many people, obviously yesterday didn't walk anybody, I would keep him up here and keep him in the rotation. That gives you the option then to move Ranger to the bullpen. 215-592-9495. Let's hear from Mick Abel after the game yesterday with a tremendous performance.
Any moments early in the game or even coming to the park or anything that where it really gets you that you're here in the major league?
Yeah, I think driving in, it was pretty surreal. You know, every time I drive by or every time I, you know, come by all the stadiums, it's like, wow, this is pretty cool, like all the stadiums here. And then as soon as I pulled up to the left with CBP, and I was like, today's the day, like we get to do this today. So
check your phone
a little bit.
Text messages you have?
I got quite a few, but I texted my mom, made sure she knew I'd be out there in 15-20 minutes. So
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
That's pretty cool. I mean, I'm sure his phone was blowing up yesterday because he was excellent in his debut. Let's hear Bryce Harper after the game talking about Nick Abel and what he saw out there.
What did you make of Nick's outing tonight?
Yeah, man, long time coming for him. I was super excited for him, happy for him. You know, it's a great moment. You know, family, friends, everybody's here for him, and he goes out there and, you know, does his job against you know, another really good pitcher over there. So, you know, that scheme threw the ball really well today. It's definitely real. So, you know, it's pretty cool to face.
So Harper brought up the Skeens thing. Hugh, that made it even more fun. It wasn't just, like, the Pirates are obviously a terrible team, but Abel went pitch for pitch with one of the best pitchers in baseball. Skeens is, like, the one guy on the Pirates that is a special player, and they went inning for inning. I mean, it was a true pitcher's duel.
Yeah, it was great to see, man. And I know he had to be juiced. There was a lot going on in that game. You're talking about going against Skeens. His family coming in, you know, and you always got to show off for mama. When mama come to town, you got to make sure it's worth mama's while. So, yeah, he had a lot going on in that game.
He did. Let's hear Matt Strom after the game, Phillies reliever. And he didn't mince words about how good he thinks Nick Abel could be.
It was unbelievable. I mean, can't imagine a better way for your debut to go. So, very happy for him, and he's going to be something special.
Do you envision him being back here sometime soon? It's kind of tough. He makes a debut like that and
yeah.
He goes right back up.
No, I mean, obviously he made a statement, and that statement was heard. So, yeah, I'm sure we'll be seeing him.
Well, I'm sure they will, too, at some point. And whether it's the next weekend or sometime after that, he's going to pitch again here. I mean, he's obviously capable of pitching in the major leagues. Here's what came to mind, though, Hugh, as I watched him. Is he here to stay, or is Nick Abel now going to be a trade chip because of the issues they have in the bullpen? I mean, everyone else saw what we saw yesterday. This kid could pitch in the major leagues. If I'm another team and the Phillies call me this week and say, hey, what's going on? Or is this guy available in your bullpen? One of the first names I'm going to ask about is, can I have Nick Abel?
Yeah, but I think that at this point, that might be, you don't want to do anything hasty because of everything that just happened. You want to kind of sit for a moment and you know, take an asset of all your resources. And then try to figure out what you want to do. Because the reality is this. Like we said earlier when the show started, trade deadline a ways away.
2 months.
Ways away.
2 months and, what, 11, 12 days? Yeah.
And other teams are looking, to your point, to see how you're going to handle this. You know, are you going to try to solve the problem internally? Or are you going to go out and try to, you know, solve it quickly?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, if you do it the latter way, Joe, you're not operating from a position of power, and you're probably not going to get in return what you had to give up.
So I agree with you, but if you waste too much time, you could lose games.
Yeah. You could lose. I mean, Abel could go out and have a couple stinkers.
Yep.
Well, and then his value tanks.
Here's the thing, though. You got who you got coming in this week? The Colorado Rock. Well, you're going to Colorado, right? Mm-hmm. So you got a little bit of time. I'm saying, and when I say being hasty, I'm not saying wait 2 weeks. I'm not saying that. I'm saying give yourself a couple days. Give yourself a couple days to figure out what's the best route you could take to fix this problem. Like I said, to me, the easiest thing to do, say, Ranger,
mm-mm.
We want to put you in the bullpen. We're going to throw you some shekels. We're going to throw you a couple shekels. $50 million.
$50 million?
You have
a couple
to make
shekels. $50 million.
Okay, what is $50 million for a pitcher, though? Seriously.
No, but it's a lot for the Phillies.
Wait a minute, Joe.
Who'd they sign this offseason? Max Kepler for $10
million? Joe, I'm just, first of all, I know you and Kyle are getting up in arms a little. I'm just throwing the number out.
I know.
But what is $50 million for a pitcher, though?
Well, I don't, it's a lot. For him, Rangers.
You think so?
I think Ranger Suarez is going to get about $50 million at free agency. If that's where you're going.
So, okay, if he gets that, what if I throw him 35?
But I don't want to throw him a dime. I want to just put him in the bullpen now.
See, but you're not operating from a position. I think the thing that you're stuck on, because it makes you feel like you're being forced to do something, and you're an employee. You should just do it.
Yes.
It don't work like that.
Yes, it does.
It does not
Hold on.
Work
if,
like
if,
that.
If they don't write Ranger Suarez's name as the starting pitcher, he doesn't get to participate until they put him on the mound.
You want him, if you put him in the bullpen, don't you want him to be happy?
I don't care about his happiness. I'm trying to win a baseball game.
I don't care about the fans. And if you want to win the baseball
Major
game.
Major League buddies over here. This is unreal.
If you want to win a baseball game, what's probably the better way to win one is if Ranger's happy in his position.
It's him putting him in the bullpen. It's putting him in the bullpen.
And giving him some money.
No. Mm-mm. I mean, no.
You gotta stop.
Did they give Kyle Schwarber a contract extension to move out of the leadoff spot?
He about to get paid, though.
Yeah, because he's earning it. With
he's going to get free agency and get paid.
Here's the thing.
It's like Ranger.
Kyle Schwarber is in a totally different position than the one Ranger's.
I agree with you. He's in a position where he's helped the team more.
He's in a position. No, first of all, he's a selfless individual, and he's been rewarded. Mm-hmm. He's the type of guy that if you ask him, hey, man, you know, we need you to do this. All right, then, cool, because he can do that. He can do that. Ranger knows the position that he's in. And he's like, he's trying to maximize his dollars as much as he can.
I get that. Listen, his agent could ask, and the answer is just no, you're going to the bullpen. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, Ranger Suarez, the Phillies moving to the bullpen after the Alvarado news. It's our Twitter question. Boy, we got a split here. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Yes, 51%. No at 49. All right, before we give you another clue for Hughes Clues, because we have a great prize giveaway, $100 gift card to Sunoco, we have another poll up here. This is a runaway so far. Did Hugh Douglas fart on the air again? 86% are saying yes.
But here's the thing. If we know farts or whatnot, and I'm pretty sure the people on the
we
YouTube.
We do. We're familiar with
but,
them here.
But that kind of fart, like, let's be honest, like, if you farted, that's a leg lifting fart like that.
You're going making faces over there. Yeah.
But no, I'm saying that's like you got to go ahead and you got to lift the cheek up to let one of them fly.
Let's
I didn't do that.
Excuse me. Let's hear it again, just in case anyone missed it out there. Here's what happened last segment.
It was not a fart, though.
Totally
it so
was.
Obviously
that
was.
That was the chair.
It was how quickly you reacted and tried to cover it up.
I know.
Wait, yeah. Here you go. Wait, me see if we got.
No, he's.
You hear that?
No.
That's the chair.
No.
You heard it.
Not,
I
no, I
heard.
Didn't.
Sorry.
See, here you go.
Nobody heard it.
Nah, I won't.
Yeah, it's a mess. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to the phone. Actually, can you give everyone a second clue? Because today all you're doing is upsetting everyone and farting, so at least you can help people out with a clue here, all right?
All right, then. I'm going to give you a little perspective on this. Okay.
Pissing off the listeners and farting. The bad combo.
This show lasted from the President George Bush Sr. to Donald Trump's first term in office.
Okay, so this TV personality had a show and it was on for a long time, obviously.
It was.
The first Bush to the first Trump.
The first Bush to the first Trump.
All right, that's how long it was on TV. Okay, all right.
Will you grow up?
No.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Diane
for too much.
In Pemberton. Hey, Diane.
Hi, how are you?
Diane, I'm good. Are you okay?
I'm good. I'm sorry. I was outside weeding,
waiting.
to be called upon.
Oh, that's
all right, okay. So a couple things. First, Alvarado. Shame on him. He needs to apologize to the public and to his team in public. I can't believe that hasn't happened. There's no way that he didn't know what he was doing. So enough with that. But to bolster the bullpen, why don't we, and I know Rhea said this, took some of my thunder. Yesterday I was saying, why don't we pull pitchers so early now in these games? Yesterday, Abel, what an incredible debut. He only had 84 pitchers
yep.
when he left. He could have gone out for the seventh, maybe even the eighth, maybe broke the record. Anyway, we have a lot of pitchers that can go long. What's the difference between now and 40 years ago when these pitchers all pitched complete games? The arms are the same. So that's my take. I think we should extend the starting lineup to deeper into games so we don't have to go into our bullpen as much. And as far as who should be there, I think Taiwan Walker has proven that he can do long stints out of the bullpen, and I think he's better there than Ranger Suarez. I think with the back issues, someone brought that up, up, down, up, down, up, down. It might have been Rhea again. We think so much alike. I think it's better to have Ranger as a starter. He seems to have gotten back into his stride now after that one first bad outing back from the IL. Or
yeah, he's been good twice in a row now, Diane. You're right about that.
Okay. Yeah, so I think Taiwan should stay in the bullpen, and that solves everything. And then let's not panic. It's May. Let's look around the league and see if there's somebody on a crappy team that's good that wants out, and maybe they won't ask for a lot. So that I'm throwing that out. Now, one last thing, because I know I have a lot of callers.
Mm-hmm.
Trey Turner.
and why he can't catch balls. Are you ready?
Well, someone needs to tell me because I've been wondering for a couple years now.
Okay, so I want you to go back to Phillies post-game live on September 23rd, I believe, 2024, when we clinched the NL East.
Okay.
I watched that video because I know I saw it live, and I'm like, where is he? Where is he? I was trying to find Trey Turner. Couldn't find him anywhere until about the eight-minute mark when he shows up with a red UNLV helmet on. And I'm talking a football helmet. And he's not getting in the middle of the scrum where everybody's jumping up and down and squirting champagne. And he's trying to stay on the outside. And I stopped at the 10-minute mark. I'm like, there it is. There's my proof. This guy, I'm telling you right now, is scared of the ball. And that's why he keeps coming at his ground balls from the side. Watch the tape. He always makes his errors when the ball's right at him. Think about it.
Well, he does. It's an interesting perspective. I mean, he may be afraid of contact. Maybe he doesn't want to get hurt. Diane, I don't know. Diane, what's your guess for Hughes Clues?
Oh, God. I don't watch mainstream TV, so I was thinking of Jeopardy, but it's still on, so because he said it went off during 2016 mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. whenever it was. So who's that main guy in Shark Tank?
No.
I can't remember his name.
Mark Cuban?
Mark Cuban?
Yeah,
Mark
yeah,
Cuban's well, a... Now, well, that's a good answer. He's on TV a long time. I think he just had his last... Not the right answer. We appreciate your phone call. I think he just had his last episode of Shark
Mark
Tank
Cuban?
This past weekend.
What are you doing now?
I don't know.
No,
rich people
I know
things?
He sold the squad. He yep. left the Shark Tank. So I'm just saying...
That's a good question.
Yeah, I was just curious about what was his next move.
I don't know what
move.
He's doing. Yeah, well, I guess we'll find. One quick thing. Rhea said it. Diane just chimed in with it. I understand the point that, hey, we have these starters that are really good, right? Maybe we use them a little bit longer in games so we don't have to use the bullpen as mm-hmm. much. I get it, and we have probably the best starting rotation in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But if we pitch them all 7-8 innings every time, they might be cooked by the time we get to October, too.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that.
So the other thing is, I think we have a perception, but sometimes the perception, like, you look around the league like, oh, really? You know, Philly's starters have thrown the second most innings in baseball. Although we feel like Topper could leave them out there longer, mm-hmm. compared to everybody else, they do leave them out there a lot. If you watch most teams, they get their starters out in like 5 innings. We go into the 6th almost every night when the guy's, halfway decent. So we already are getting a lot out of the starters. It's about, I understand the point. We're probably going to have a couple games this week who are like, man, he took him out in the 6th and he was pitching well. But you have to be careful there too. Like, Luzardo has been great, but he's had injury issues in the past. I don't want to burn him out in May, and then he's cooked by September.
Yeah, and everything that you're doing right now is chess moves because you're trying to spare your team and make sure that they're ready to go in the postseason.
Yes.
Because that's where we've had our troubles. Hasn't been the regular season, really. It's been the postseason.
But the challenging part now for Dombrowski and for the rest of the summer is they got to get there first.
Yeah, they got to navigate this.
Yeah, they're playing well, and... I think they should make the playoffs, and I think they will, but they're not a lock. I mean, there's a lot of good NL teams, so they have to play well without Alvarado here just to get to the postseason. Joe in Norristown's up. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's happening? How you doing?
What's going on, Joe?
Hey. All right, so I agree with you on this one. I think you got to do what you got to do if you're a professional ball player.
But he got suspended.
Yeah, I understand that, but these are the things you got to go through to – if you want to get better, you understand the consequences if you get caught.
Right, but he doesn't. Didn't have to do the illegal thing, right? But, like, there's certain things they're allowed to take and certain things they're not allowed to take. He chose to take the thing he's not allowed to take.
Yeah, well, I think it makes you a little better too. He may have had easier access to it. Who knows?
Yeah, but he's not going to be good enough for the next 80 games because he can't participate.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate thing about all
of this. Well, those are the consequences you got to weigh into, and then. With Ranger Suarez, I think throw that guy in the bullpen and throw some bread at him, too.
So you just want to pay him to go to the bullpen like you. How much? $50 million?
Yeah,
$30 million? Just pay him to go to the bullpen?
Hey, right now, it's a long season.
Yeah.
It's early to, for the trade deadline. So you got to do what you got to do to get as far as you can. And if you put him in there, then, again, Abel had a great outing. Try to see if you can... put him back into the starting rotation.
He was excellent. He really was. I mean, it was eye-opening yesterday, Joe, how good he was.
Oh, it was phenomenal.
He was awesome.
It was phenomenal. Yeah, it was great. So now you have some arms. you know, as of right now. But again, this is a long season. Take it one game at a time and see what happens. You know, the chips fall, the chips fall. But again, he's, you know, again, Alvarado, it stinks of what he did. But again, as a professional ball player, you got to do what you got to do to, you know, get some more money and stuff like that. But again, yeah, he got caught, and these are the consequences you got to take.
Well,
and for him to dip out, that ain't right.
It's like, not. No, you got, I mean, it is. It's wrong. He's got, I mean, I don't really care that he didn't address us, the fans, but you got to address your teammates. I mean, that's a bad look. That's a bad look in that clubhouse. All right, Joe, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues?
I'm going to say Jerry Springer.
Well, Joe, you just won the gift card to Sunoco. You nailed it, Joe. Yes, Jerry Springer was Hughes Clues today. Was it the last clue, or did you have it in the beginning?
No, the second clue, when you said about the between the presidents. I'm like, it's got to be Jerry Springer. That's the only guy I can think of.
Yeah, you nailed it,
Good
Joe.
Good job, Joe.
You won that gift card. Appreciate it, Joe. $100 gift card to Sunoco. Get the highest level performance out of your car with 94 octane. Now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. Let's make it $100 to Joe there. Kyle, I'm not sure how Ranger Suarez's contract reads when they gave him, you know, his arbitration deal for this year. You think it says starting pitcher Ranger Suarez on there, or it says?
I don't think so.
I think it says probably just Phillies player, or you know, he plays for the
pitcher.
Phillies pitcher, not starting pitcher.
No, Hugh.
But
you think his contract Ranger Suarez says starting pitcher, or just says pitcher?
Well, if the bread is right, then, you know, we do what we got to do.
No, the bread has nothing to do with it. He's on the team.
Well, you kind of does.
No.
Okay, when you signed him, when he got here, what was he?
He's a pitcher.
Starting pitcher.
He's a pitcher.
He has the ability.
He did both.
He has the ability to go in the bullpen.
Exactly.
Right? He's versatile.
Yes.
So there's a monetary value that's tagged onto that, isn't it?
In the free agent market, he can get what he's worth.
But in the free, like right now, he's trying to get starter money because he can do that, right?
I understand that, and I don't care.
Who you think is more valuable, a starting pitcher or a versatile pitcher that can do both?
Starting pitcher. A high-level starting pitcher gets to make hundreds of millions of dollars.
Okay, let me be more clear. In this situation, who's worth more? In this situation that the Phillies find themselves in right now.
Well, they could use the versatility.
Rangers
right
worth
now.
More to the Phillies, which is kind of what matters here.
And so, okay, so pay.
But they have him. He's not a free agent.
That's what I'm saying, but he's in a free agent year.
You know, they are paying him.
His check's clear every 2 weeks.
But if you want him to do that, and he, like, this is the thing that I think y'all are not seeing. Mm-hmm. I think y'all seeing it. Y'all just don't care. Y'all just like the strong arm people.
No, I don't care. I mean, you hit it on the nail on the head.
Is that
I don't?
He is compromising his value by helping the team out. That's the bottom line. He's compromising his value.
But he's on the team.
But he's compromising his worth.
I get it. But guess what? Team over player. Name on the front, not
no,
the
money
name.
Money over everything.
No. All right, 215-592-9494. What should the Phillies do? Alvarado suspended for 80 games here. I just think a totally selfish move by Alvarado to take it and then obviously get caught making, you know, bad to worse here for the Phillies. Where do you come down in Alvarado, the Rangers situation? Should they put him in the bullpen right now? Plus, when we come back, loan your calls. Big week for the NFL ahead and the Eagles in particular. We'll get to what's coming up with a couple votes, one on the tush push, and one we haven't spent much time on, but it could certainly affect the Eagles now and a lot into the future. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime.
Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigators Later.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.